also said, this is also Reb Shimon's din. So Rashi, that means, afilu lishtamish, shteyem imohem. That's that the two outside ones, kumim lishtamish with the middle one, that's Reb Shimon who, tishori. To afilu emtsoyis b'shteyem nami shori. That like we're saying, according to Reb Shimon, the two outer ones could carry into the middle chatzar, and the middle chatzar could carry into two outer chatzarim. Abu Chachom is at Gemara. Abu Chachom is Moimrim, Shloshta Nasuris. Shmuel went even a bigger Kiddush. Not only do Chachom say the middle one can't carry it into two outer ones, no. According to Chachomim, all three can't carry one into the other. And that's what we had the Gemara before. And the Svar of Rabbanon is that since it's Apshadurim, there are a lot of people here, it's like Xerah. Once you tell me you're allowed to carry from the middle one into the outside one, or from one outside one into the middle one, since there's so many people involved here, we're afraid you'll carry directly from one outside chotzer into the other outside chotzer. And since they do not have the Ruvah Chatzer together, that's Zicharosah. So Melo Shmuel said even a bigger Chumrah, that according to the Rabbanon Yishinah B'chom Maimrin, Shaloshta Nasuras, all three Chatzerim cannot carry one into the other.
Now, Lamaisa Rashi says, Elishna Achrina, Rashi has another pshat here, that Rashi says that is the Yikah, V'chein Yikah. That the Shmuel is saying now, Avzu Divi Reb Shimon, he means to say, even according to Reb Shimon, that Matir L'chura, in the Mishnah, when the two outside ones make a Erev with the middle one, even Shmuel is only Matir for the outer ones to carry to the inside Chotzer. But Enochanami, in the middle Chotzer itself, it's also to carry from the middle into the outside. That's Shmuel's halacha. Avzu divrei Reb Shimon. That means even according to Reb Shimon, that says in the Mishnah it's mutter, it doesn't mamish mean that the middle could carry to the outside chotzer and the outside chatzerim too could carry into the middle chotzer. No. Only the two outside ones can carry into the middle one. But enoch nami, the middle one cannot carry into the outside one. And Rashi says this pshat is more mistavro, like we'll soon see, like this comes ago with the Raya. The Gemara says now, Tanya Kavosei to Rabbi Yehuda, Alibu de Shmuel. I'm going to bring your raya now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he said of Alibu de Shmuel, that this din, that even Shmuel, Avzu Divri Reb Shimon. Now what's the raya? Well, it says, Loma Adova Doima, what is our Mishnah Doima to? Lisholosh Chatzeris, we have three Chatzerim, Ha'psuchai zulezu, that are opened up one into the other, u'psuchas l'reshus rabim. Each one of these three chatzerim also have an opening into the reshus rabim. Now, irvu shtayim imhuam sois. If the two outer ones made an eruv chatzeris with the middle one, is the halacha, zu mevia mitoich deisa, one outer one to bring food from its chatzer v'yoicheles, and it can eat it in the middle chatzer. The zu and the other outer chotzer is mevia mitoich beisa v'yoicheles. It could also take from its house into the middle chotzer. Now, marzeres moiseres atoich beisa. It what it's left over, it takes back home. The zu marzeres moiseres atoich beisa. And the second one, the second outer chotzer that brought its food into the middle chotzer to eat there, when he gets finished eating, he could take his food back home. Avu chachomim. But the Chachamim say, Shalosh Tanas Urois. You should know all three Chatzerim Taka are also to carry one into the other. All three Chatzerim are also to carry. So Mele Rashi learns that when the Gemara brought a Raya now, it's a Raya to the whole Divrei of Reb Shimon, the whole Raya of Shmuel. But again, what did Shmuel say? That Kamrisa Kaim with the Shmuel Omali, Avzu Divrei Reb Shimon. That even according to Reb Shimon, it's only Mutta to carry from the outer Chatzerim into the middle one. But the middle chotzer is also to carry from it to the outside chotzer. And it's a raya from this brayson. But here it just says the case is that each one of the outer chotzerim could bring food into the middle chotzer. But it does not say the heter that the middle chotzer could take its food to the outer chotzer. So mashm, even according to Reb Shimon, the middle one is also to carry into either one of the outer two chotzerim. And the svar is, like we said before, that one rishus cannot be mishtamish into two different rishuyas. Like when we look, when the middle one wants to carry into the right side chutzur, it's as if the left side chutzur is pulling it towards him. So Mel, if you're part of me, and we can't carry into the other outer chutzur, so you're not allowed to carry into the outer chutzur. So Kitzur is a riot to Shmuel, that even Reb Shimon is only matter for the outer ones to carry, the outer two outer ones to carry into the middle chutzur, but the middle chutzur cannot carry into the outer chutzur. and it's also a riot to the Sefer to a second Chiddush Shmuel, that according to Chachamim, all three Chatzerim, Arosa, the carry one into the other. And Saka Gzera, once you'll be matted to carry from one outer one into the middle one, we're afraid already he'll carry directly into the other outer Chatzer. Here's the more about it. The Ozda Shmuel time, and Shmuel that says this Chiddush goes according to his time. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said it didn't like this. Chotzer Shebein Shnei Muvois. If you have a chotzer that's in between two different movies, two different alleyways, that in each alleyway you have their own chatzerim and their own bottom opening up into it, and you have now a chotzer in between that opens up into these two movies. Is Alocha. Irvu in Shnehim. Let's say this chotzer made an eruva chatzeris with both the eruvs, with both the movies. So again, it's like our case, the middle chotzer made an eruv with the two outer chatzerim. Is the locha asuri im shneim, that the middle one, this chotzer, is also to carry into either one of the two mavois. So this is the raya Shmuel atame, that Shmuel says this svara, even though the middle one made an eruv with the two outer chatzerim, the middle one rishus cannot be mishtamish with two different rishuyas. So the middle one is also to carry out into either one of the outer chatzerim, and here is saying the din that this middle chotzer is also to carry into either one of the two mavois. What about loy irvu mishneim? Let's say this chotzer did not make an eruv chatzeris with either one of these two mavois, and the bnei hachotzer now walk into either one of these two mavois. Is the locho iseris hashneim? Itak asas on both of them. That since now this bnei hachotzer have a right to walk through the mavui, and they were not mishtatev, they did not make an eruv chatzeris with the mavui, so they asked around the mavui that the people in the mavui are not allowed to carry from their house into the chotzer. What about hoysa b'echad regila? And these two mavuis, this middle chotzer, it was ruggled, always used to walk out one side to one mavui. Oviyachas heinu regila. And it's not ruggled, it never really used the other side to go out the other mavui. Is alocha zesa regila boy osir. The one that it's ruggled to walk through, it lies like it has a dresis or regal on this side, it's taka osir. V'zesh heinu regila boy mutter. But the other side, the other mavui that it's not ruggled for this bnei hachotzer to walk out that side, it's like there's no drisus or regal through that mavui. Therefore, they did not aser. So this is Shmuel halacha, and this is a raya Shmuel timing. Like Rashi says, zume Rashi chotzer shebein shneim mavoyis psuchas l'shneim. Hachas in irvu im shneim asuri im shneim afilu l'reb shimin. V'hainu Shmuel l'taymei. This is Shmuel l'taymei. V'yomar Shmuel halacha k'divri hameko beruv. That Shmuel said a klal, we always pass k'divri hameko. Now, v'yev yishavir Reb Shimon b'ho, if Reb Shimon would have been matter even in this case, v'yev yomar Shmuel asurim shneim, Shmuel would not say it's osur, because Shmuel said we pass k'divri hameko. So it's a raya, even according to Reb Shimon, the one that's meko, he's not meko for the middle chotzer, or here, this middle chotzer, to carry into both of the movies, the two outer chatzerim. Lo yirvu umshneim, let's say this middle chotzer did not make any rubi chatzeris with either one of the two movies, then the locher is, oi seris al shneim, he yasas on both of them. Milo hoitzi me chatzeris sayim, they can't carry out from their chatzeris le movi. In the case when the weekdays he was ruggled to walk out both ways, the people that live in this middle chotzer, when they went out to Rishus Rabbim, sometimes they made a right turn, went to the right movi, the right alleyway, and sometimes they made a left turn, went to the left alleyway. And since it's a ruggle for them to walk both ways, is the halacha b'shneim derpsachim drisas haregel sheyesh lo ois rosen. Since they walked through both and they did not make an eruv with either movi, they asked around the movi, the bnei movi cannot carry out from their house into their chatzerim. Kedemforish, di lo yehavi regil, like it soon says, because if these people were not ruggled to walk one way, ela b'chad, they only went with the other movi, lo yosra idach, they would not ask from the other movi. The alfagav the regilim shneim, zuhi takenosim, the wat mareves im echad. Like we'll soon see. This is going to be an Eitzah. In the case where they ruggle with both of them, so how will you matter them? A component they can carry with one of the two movies. Like Shmuel is saying now, if they make an error with both movies, it's also. So the Eitzah is, let them make an error with one movie. So the Megaladath, the only one to walk out through this movie and they have a Rubik Haseris with them. And then we say on the other movi, they're not rogo to walk out with, since they're masalak das, and they don't answer on the other movi. So that's the Yetzer. For our koponim, we have a raya, Shmuel does go litaine. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding the Gemara and Daf Mem Tes, Omer Aleph. Yeah, we'll go back just a little bit before. We started yesterday about the Ozda Shmuel Letaymi. It's a little bit before.
Tam. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said Allah like this, the Chiddush like this. Chotzer Shebein Shnei Mavois. You have a chotzer that's mamish in between two movies. Now, movies usually means an alleyway, that you have chatserim, batim opening up into a chotzer into the alleyway. And the same thing, the other side also, there's a movi here, that means there are chatserim and houses opening up into this alleyway. And punkt, there's a chotzer in between here that opens up, that has a drisus regal into both these movies. That's this chotzer. Chotzer shebein shnei movois. You have one chotzer that's in between two movies. Now, irvu im shneim. Let's say this chotzer now wants to be able to carry their things from their chotzer into this movi, and they want to carry into the next movi also. So they're making a ruvah chetzeres to mix them, this chotzer, to be part of both the movis. Is the halacha irvu shneim asurim shneim? This middle one is also to both of them. And this is very good, Shmuel Taimei. That Shmuel says, just like when you have three chetzerim, that the middle guy is also to carry into either one of the two chetzerim. Shmuel only said that the outside one could carry into the middle. But the middle one, he we ask that he can't carry into either one of them. So it's the same thing here also. When you have these two mavois, and you have the chotzer in the middle, so the chotzer in the middle, he can't carry into this mavi, and he can't carry into this mavi. So either the svar as well, Rashi said the svar before was, if you want to make one rishus to be part of two rishuyas, that can't be. Because when this one wants to carry to the left side, it's like the right one is pushing and saying, no, you belong to me. When this one wants to carry to the right side, then the left side is pulling it to him. So when you have one chotzer in between two other chatzerim, it's also to carry from the middle chotzer into the one. And that's the same halacha here. If you have a chotzer in the middle, and it's opened up into two movies, and it makes an error with both movies, that's a stira. One rishush can't be mishtamish into two different rishuyas. It's a svara like when you want to go to one side, the other side pushes you to him. That was Rashi's svara. The other svara we said with Vos svara says is the gzera. There's a gzera involved. That's going to tell me this middle guy can carry into either chotzer. We're afraid then they'll start carrying straight from this movi straight into the other movi. And these two movoyas did not make a ruvich chotzer together. So since these two movies didn't make a ruvich chotzer together, Yizicha can't carry from one movi to the other movi. The only thing should be mutter to carry is from this chotzer carry into this movi, and from this movi carry into the chotzer. So saying that's Xavier though. If you tell this guy to carry into both, we're afraid we'll carry straight across. That's Shmuel's halacha. That if the middle chotzer made two erivs with each one of the movies, he's also with Asura im Shneim. What about Loi Irvu im Shneim? Let's say this middle chotzer did not make an Ruvik Atzeris with either one of the two movies. And Lamaisa, how do these chotzer walk out to Rishus Rabim? They walk through these two movies. Hey, the people on this chotzer sometimes make a right turn, walk through this movie, and the people here also sometimes make a left turn and walk through this movie to get out to Rishus Rabim. Hey, so Rishus Rabim was out in very in front, and the chotzer was all the way in the back. So for the people of this chotzer, the only way they could walk out to Rishus Rabim is they have to walk through one of these two movies. Now let's say this B'nai HaChotzer did not make an Erev with either one of the two movies. Then the locher is Oiseres al Shneim. This chotzer causes that both movies now become awesome. You're not allowed to carry from any chotzer in this movie into the movie. Why? Because since this chotzer walks through here, and this chotzer, like, since it walks through the movie, it's like it's living in the movie. And it didn't make it a Ruvi Chatzeris with the rest of the Chatzerim. So it's like every time, whenever you have a few people together, that one guy did not make an Erev, he asks on everybody else. Just like you have three tenants living together, and one tenant did not make the Erev, so since he has the right to walk through the hall, he asks if the other two people can't carry out either. So same thing here also. Since this chotzer now walks out through this movi, so since they walk through it, it's as if they're living in this movi. So this chotzer did not make an eruv with this mavid. So Melo, this chotzer asks that all the people in this mavid, they can't carry out chetzim now from their house into the chotzer, into the mavid, because it's like somebody did not make an eruv. And the same way the other mavid, since the people in this chotzer have a right to walk both ways, and we'll soon see, we're talking about when normally they walk even, 50-50. 50% of the people walk the right side, 50% of the people walk the left side. So there's a drisus regel on both sides. So it's as if this chotzer now are living, half of them live here, and half of them live here. Now anybody that lives here did not make an eruv with them, so they asked her on this mavi. So therefore both mavis are also now to carry out from their houses into the mavi. Because it's like one of the chatserim forgot to make an eruv with chatseris.
Yeah.
Hey, loy eruv im shneim, it's pashtun I seras al shneim. What about this middle chotzer now? Hoysa biyachas regila, or the echad ain't a regila. Hey, so we used to only walk out the right side. All the people in this chotzer used to always use the right exit through Shus Rabin. They always walked through the right movi. Through the left movi, they never walked. So since they didn't walk here, it's not considered like they're living in this movi. So therefore, zesher regila boy osir. The right side movie that this chotzer walks out, since they always walk this way, it's considered like these people now live inside the movie, and they didn't make an eruv chatzeris with the other chatzerim. Therefore, they answer there's no eruv chatzeris in this movie. Ma'ashen kein v'zeh she'ni regilabo, but the left side movie that these people are not ruggled to walk through, even though they could, they have an entrance there, but they're not ruggled. Therefore, it's not considered like these people are living inside this movie. Therefore, who's living inside this movie? Only the people inside it mamish, and all these people made an eruv chatzeris together. Therefore, they're allowed to carry from the houses into the chotzer, into the movie. Hey, v'zu she'ni regilabo yistaka mutter. Because these b'nei chotzer, we don't look as if they're walking through there. Of course, they're not rugged on the weekdays. They never walk out that way. And the weekdays always walk out the right side. So that's talochim. You only aser on a reshus if you walk through there. Same thing with your tenant. If you have a tenant, two people in the house. If you both share the same hallway, or you both share the same backyard, they both use it together, then you have to have a eruv chatzeris. Let's say you don't use it, though. Let's say you have the only exit to your backyard. The other guy doesn't use it. He doesn't aser on you. Here also, this chotzer people don't walk into the left movi, they do not aser on the left movi. Now, Omar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Irvo im she'ene regila boy. Let's say, for some other reason, this chotzer, this middle chotzer now, made an eruv chatzeris with the left movi. Even though usually they never walk out this way. For some reason, they got a mishagas to Shabbos, they wanted to make an eruv chatzeris with the left movi. Is the halacha hutru regilo liyatzma. You should know that the one that they're usually ruggled to walk out with, that tak also remains mutter. In other words, a svarim. Since this middle chotzer now, this Shabbos punkt, made an eruv with this movi, we look as if their dira, their drisa regel now, is only going to be through the left movi, the side they made the eruv with. And the other side, they're not going to go through with the Shabbos. Even though they're ruggled to go through it, and maybe they will go through it, but since Lamaisa they made an eruv with the other side, we look as if these people now are living in here the Shabbos. An eruv is always a svarim when you collect bread, you collect your pas, your mozen, and you put it down here, a person lives where his mozen is. So since they put their mozen in this movi now, we look as if these people are living inside this movi. So therefore, even though they're ruggled to walk the other movi, they don't ask for it on the Shabbos. If they didn't make an eruv with this one, so where do they live? They live where they walk through. They walked through the right side, and they didn't make an eruv with the right side, but after the right side. But here, where they made an eruv with the left side one, we look as if this Shabbos now, this chotzer, is living here. Therefore, this movi is separated. They're like not walking through. They don't answer on this movi. Therefore, this movi is mutter. V'yomar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Omar Shmuel, im irvo regilo liatzmoi, v'zeh she'ene regilo boy le'iruv. Let's say a case the same thing. This middle chotzer did not make an eruv chatzeris with either one of these two movies, right? So I'll pipash this. Since he's walking through, the one he's ruggled to walk through with, he should aser on them. If they usually make a right turn, so this movie now should become aser because this chotzer now is like living in the movie, and if they're not making eruv chatzeris with them, so churit should aser. Now what's going to be though like this, a modern case, that the left side movie did not make an eruv chatzeris. That means the people in this movi anyway are not allowed to carry out this Shabbos from their house into the chotzer, into the movi. They didn't make an eruv chatzeris for some reason, a shtufim voice. Mashen came the right side movi, they did make an eruv. The people in this movi are allowed to carry out the Shabbos from the house to the chotzer to the movi.
right? Now this chotzer here, he also did not make an eruv. Now usually in the weekday, where does he walk? He's rugged to walk through the right side. So the modern zach, if we're going to say on Shabbos he's still walking through the right side, he's going to ask for them. He's going to room them that they won't be able to carry out from their house into the chotzer, because this chotzer now is like living in here, and he did not make an eruv chatzeres with them, so he asks them. Let's say for careful, let's say we'll tell these people this Shabbos, look, what are you ruining it for them? Walk out the left side this Shabbos. If you walk out this side, the left movi anyway didn't make it a move of chaseris. They're also anyway to carry out the Shabbos. So we're telling you like this Shabbos, make sure you walk out the left side. Walk out this movi, not to stare this movi. And that's Taka the Locha. Is Alocha? Again, Om Rabuna Mashmuel, Im Irvo Regilo Liatzma. The right side movi that this chotzer usually walks out, Taka made its own eruv. V'zeh sheini regila boy, the left side movi that it's not regular to walk out with, is lo iruv. This Shabbos they did not make an eruv chatzeres at all. V'hi atzma lo iruv, and the middle chotzer now did not make an eruv with either one of them. So now, if he's going to walk out the right side, he's going to ruin it for them. So what do we say? Doichin oisa eitzol sheini regila boy. This Shabbos we like force them, tell them you have to only make a left turn this Shabbos and walk out this side. Kedei not to ruin the eruv on the right side. Look, going there, such a svara like this, is koifan amidas doin. This is a svara to do something nice when you're not losing out. Like, if you don't do this, that's called zdoin. That was the midas doin. They didn't help somebody else, even though they weren't losing out. Like, here, this middle chotzer. If they walked out the right side, they're going to ruin it for this chotzer, for this movi. If they walk out the left side, they're not going to ruin it for this movi. This movi didn't make an eruv anyway. And they have nothing to lose walking a right turn or left turn. Even though usually they like to go the right side, but they have nothing to lose going the left side. So we like force them and tell them, this Shabbos, you bedavka walk out the left side. So mainly the right side still stays by itself. This chotzer is not living in here. And since this movi by itself made its own eruv, taka this movi is mutter. That's the svara. So I'm not sure. Rashi said Lashon Doichin, the second line, the big lines. Rashi says Doichin Oisa Eitzol Sheini Regila Shloi Lesser Ezeh Sheiruv, that they should not asa the right side movi that did make an eruv. Hoyo Vahai Loimat Loimisu Damidi. But this Chotzer now is not losing out anything. Dola Eruv, it didn't make an eruv, and the left side one also didn't make an eruv. So Melu, we tell you Badavka to walk there. So I'm not sure if it's a mitzvah like halacha that we mamash forced them on Shabbos to say you badafka have to walk out this side, like it's an issa now for them to walk out the right side. That's maybe, I'm not sure. Or else the other pshat is no, like in Sarah Din we just look as if this Shabbos we look as if this chotzer is only going to use the left movi. They're not going to use it, even though lemaisa maybe they do use it. Could be still doesn't answer them. Just lemaisa we're saying in Sarah Din we're telling you this Shabbos use the left side movi. Because you're not going to ruin it for them. They don't have an eruv anyway. Why go this way and ruin it for this guy? If you do it, that's called midas doin. Good. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hamakpid ale ruvoi ein eruv eruv. When an eruv, the pshat, the ruvi chatzeris is, you collect a pass from all the houses, and you put it together in one house. Now let's say you're makpid, it means you gave your pass in, but you're makpid, nobody touched my pass. I want to eat it later the Shabbos. I don't want anybody here to touch my pass. If you're makpid on Yeriv, it's not chal the Yeriv. Hamakpid al ruvei, in other words, when you do give your pass into the Yeriv, the pshat is you're not makpid anymore, you're not supposed to. That whoever wants to eat it could eat it up that Shabbos. His Yeriv has to be there bein ha-shmoshes. At the beginning of Shabbos, the Yeriv has to be here to make the chalais kinyan of Eruv HaTzeris. But after bein ha-shmoshes, whoever wants to eat up the pass is allowed to eat it up. Then it's a good Yeriv. But let's say you're makpid, nobody should touch your pass, is aloch ein eruvi Yeriv. Why? Ma shemoi, eruv shemoi. What's the taitch of an eruv? You're ma'ariv, you're mixing together. That means we look like we all live together, like we're one happy family. We're not makbid. It's like all belonging together, like a shutif. So if I'm makbid, you can't touch my bread. That's a spirit of being a shutif together. So Rashi, ha makbid ali ruve. Im yoichel echod mibnecha buro es ha pashen osanhu. He gave in his pass. If he's makbid, somebody else eats it, is not an eruv. Erev Shemoi, Sheikula Murovin, Umerutsin Boy, Shalayim Chezeb Chaveru. Nobody should tell the other one to stop. El Shutzvis, Neichaver Revo. They're like big Shutzvis, they're all living together now, a nice happy family. So you're not Makpid if somebody touches your bread. But if you're going to be Makpid, that's a Chsaron and Erev. It's not called Yomuriv, you're all living together. Rabbi Chanina Wamar, he dings it and says, no, Eruv Erev. Still the Erev is good. Once you gave your pass, Erev is chal. Ela shenikra meyanshei vardina. You're called like a stingy guy. They give you a name, Yanshei Vardina. Rashi says it means tikonim hoyu. They're very stingy. They had tsar ayin, the mitzvah says. So that's what you're called. But the Erev is chal. Allah, we pass on Yehuda Mashmul, the Erev is not chal. If you're makpid that nobody should eat the Erev, it's not not chal. That's why Allah has brought down. If you do make an Erev, give a pass, you should not give the pass that you plan to eat, let's say like for Shalosh Shudis, or you plan to eat at the Shabbos. Because if it's food that you plan to eat the Shabbos, I'll be poshy, you'll be makpid. You don't want them to eat it up. You want to use it for Shalosh Shudis. So therefore, you shouldn't put such a pass for the Erev. You have to put a pass for the Erev that you're not makpid, whoever eats it up doesn't eat. Another din. In other words, Metchila, when you collect the, let's say you have four tenants living in the house. So you have to, from three of them, you have to collect the pass, and you put it in the fourth tenant's house. We'll see later. The guy that has that Erev in his house doesn't have to put a pass. But the other three have to put the pass. Now, where do you put this pass? You have three passim here. Where do you put them? Metchila, the you're supposed to put into one keli. It has to be together in one kli. What about you put into two different kelim? Is hacholek eseruvei means you put it into two different kelim. Is aloch einu erev. That's the erev is not chal. For the same svara, erev means we're all together, we're living together. If you put it in two different jars, two different kelim, it's like you want to make it separate. It's not chal the erev. So the Havim in the Gemara says is chur keman ke beishamai. The chur this only goes according to beishamai. The Tanya we learned chamisha shegavu es erevin. You have five people, five tenants, and you collected the erev from them. And you put into two different kelim. An erev has to all be together in one place, in one keli, not in two different kelim. So the chura, this din of Yehuda Mashmul does not go according to Beis Hillel. Because the Beis Hillel says, even though it's in two different kelim, still the erev is chal. So the Gemara name, it could be of Yehuda Mashmul, even going according to Beis Hillel. A filu time of Beis Hillel, and Allah is like this. Talking about you filled up one keli, like the keli only holds two pasim, two breads, that's all. The icer, and you had a third bread left over. That's why you put it into a second keli, that's good. But let's say you had a big keli, that it could hold four pieces of bread, four pasim, and you had four, and you put it into two different kelim. By yourself, you divide it for no reason to put it into two different kelim, loy. Then taka it's not chal, and that's taka lalocha like that. When you collect the pasim together, you have to metchila, and you have to make sure put it into one keli. If you put it into two different kelim, it's taka not chal the eruv. Now the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik lalocha. Do you have to put it into a keli, or is it enough just to put it down? And the most amo you take, you collect matzahs. So if not, you leave it in the matzah box. That's the best thing. That's called a kli. What about somebody just down puts on the top shelf? He puts the three matzahs on the top shelf, not in the kli. See what's coming out. The mindset should also be good. Means the right from Yishalmi like that. It's not dafka, it has to be in a kli. It's only yichsern. If you put it into two different kelim, that's a chsern. Or you put it two different places, you put two matzes on this side and two matzes over there, then the erev won't be chal. All the pasim have to be together in one place. That's this halacha. Now, for the Gemara, Batati Lomali. What do I need two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel? They're both the same svarim. The one svar is nobody, you shouldn't be makbid if anybody eats it up. And it should be in one place. The chur is the exact same svara. That erev means you mix together. You have to be all in one thing, one together. So the more not tzrich, I need both svaras. The yashmin and hosam, mishum the kopit. If you tell me only his first halacha, that if you give your pass, if you're makbid, nobody can eat it, maybe that's worse. If you're makbid, that shows that you don't want to be together. But here's time the fact you put the two matzahs in two different kelim, so what? Lamais, it's in one house. And Lamais, you're not makbid who eats the pasim. So maybe this is called an erev. Kamash on the second surah is a surah by itself. If you don't put the pas together in one place, it's no good. V'yashmin and hocho mishum the palgei miflug. Maybe here's still a bigger surah. If Metchilia took these four matzahs and put two in one keli and two in the other keli, you did have a fairish shemaisa to separate it. You're like, mamash making two groups. So make something in two groups, maybe that's worse. Abel hosem ay maloi. But there they collected the four matzahs and they put it together in one keli. So the maisa erev is all together. Just one guy is makbid, but nobody should eat it. So maybe that's not a chsaron. Because the maisa, the erev, all four are together in one place. Maybe that's enough. It's tzricha. That's why I need both the svaras and both the halacha. Mor omer le rabab al rabbi Yehuda. The vei matzata de vei rav. He told over the vei semedrish of rav. Interesting. Vei matzata usually means the press. Usually means the place where you press the olives. He met him in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav. or the way Rav Zakoi. Miyama Shmuel, is it true that Shmuel said it's halacha? That ha'chelek yaseh ruvay. Einu eriv, if you separate the heirs, put them two different kelim. It's possible. I've omar Shmuel. Bayish manichin bayeriv. Let's say you have four tenants in the house. So you collect the eriv from three of the tenants, and you put it into the fourth one's house. Now this one that puts the eriv in his house is halacha einoit sarach litin et apas. He does not have to put a pas also. You don't need him. Is what's the swar? Why not? My timer. How come he doesn't have to give pas also? So have minir is lav mishum the yomar the chivon the monach v'sala. Since monashav, this guy has his own bread in his house. It's his house. It's his apartment. He zich has bread in his house. So even though his bread is in a different place, a different room, it's also good for the erev. It's command the monach hachadomi. It's considered like it's with the other erevs. That's why it's good. But the have minir is even the place that house. That you put the Erev also has to really put an Erev also. He has to be Mishtat to give a pass. Where's this pass? Wherever it is. It's in the pantry. It's someplace else. So even though the other three matzahs are here, and his matzah someplace else, still is good. So he's going to be a kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel said, if you put the two pass in two different places, no good. If the Chur HaKinami said the same svarim. If you put the matzahs in two different kelim, kivon the manach besala, vibat lemaisir in two different kelim, is command the manach hachadomi. Let's say, since it's in one house, it's considered it's in one place. So Chur HaTasir with the Shmuel, Akash and Shmuel. Omalei no, there's no stirim. Hosom, the pshat over the eriv, where you have the person in his house, where they're putting the eriv, is afal pi shein pas. No, the pshat, he does not have to give a pas at all. Not the pshat that his bread in the pantry is included. No, he does not have to give a pas at all. My time, the kulei hochidari. The svar of an eriv is, if you collect the matzahs from the other three houses, and they put it into your house, it's like these other three people are living by you in your house. But you, the maise, pshit, you're living in your house. So you don't need a pas to make it live in your house. Those svar of Erev is, if you put your muzzin, your food that you're going to eat, a person goes after his food. So if you put your food in somebody's house, it's like you're living in his house. So you only need to put me in his house. But that guy himself, Priti, is in his house already. He's living there. So he doesn't have to put any pas. So there's no theory on Shmuel. Hey, it's the three other people you have to collect the pas from. Pshita, you have to put it together in one keli. If it's not in one clear, or at least in one place, it's not called the good Erev. Of the person that has the Erev in his house, he doesn't need to pass it all. Omar Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. What's the lumdus? Why does Eruv HaSeris work? What's the pshat? We have these four tenants. Each one, three of them give a pass, give a matz, and they put it into the fourth one's apartment. What's the pshat now? We look as if all three of them are living in the fourth one's apartment. They're all living together. Is Shmuel says it works Mishum Kinyan. It's as if your kona, you own like now a place in his house. When you put the matzah there, the matzahs make like a kinyan. We look as if I get a kinyan, like I'm a shutif in your apartment. If I put my muzzin down in your apartment, I mamash get a kinyan there. We'll soon see what the nafkamina is. The time effect, now you can ask the kasha then, mifnei mara in koine b'mor, how come they didn't make the ikka erev chaser? It should have been with money then. We should have said everybody before Shabbos, put money in the guy's house. But how are you koine apartments, how are you koine karka with kesef? So it would have been a better kinyan to make kesef. The Torah says, if they shame the Mitzuyah, the Arvish Shabbos. His advice, everybody spend the money already before Shabbos. It comes there in Shabbos, you have no money left anymore. You used up all your money already Thursday or Friday buying for Shabbos. So if I'm going to tell you a Ruvich HaTzeres has to be with the money, people have no money left anymore in Erev Shabbos. So they won't be able to make a Ruvich HaTzeres. For the Gemara, Hecha the Irvu Miyalikli, but I call upon him the one guy that does have money still on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, let him make a Ruvich HaTzeres with money. It's a better Kenyan. HaTzeres is a Gzerim. Shema Yomru Mo Iker. Because once you tell me the Svara of Erevin is, it's called a Kenyan, so if one guy's going to use money, people are going to think he's doing the right thing. The Iker Erev should always be with money. And sometimes the guy won't have money. And he won't come to make an Erev pass. Because this guy's going to think that the Ik Erev is with money. Saibadavka has to use money. And it'll come out, Hilchas Erev will be Makulka. Means people forget to do it. The Rashi is the Kukule. Lishtakach Teres Erev. People will forget to make an Erev. Therefore, we do not want anybody to use money for an Erev. Even though that should have been the best thing, because we learn now, according to Shmuel, Erev goes Mishum Kinyin, but it's exactly, we don't want you to use money, because everybody should make Erevs with pass. Rabba Rama and Alochit, like Rabba Rama Erev Mishum Dira. No, it's not a Svara, when I put my pass down in the house, like I'm Koina, I have a Kinyin, I'm a Shutif with him, to Pshat is Mishum Dira. It's not a Svara like we're saying all along, that when your Muzzin is in his apartment, we look like you're living where your Muzzin is. It's not a Mitzvah. Wherever your food is, we look as if you're living there. That's the way Erev goes. Then it's very good that you could only use a pot and you can't use money. Because a svara person lives where his food is. You know, so you don't live where your money is. You live where your food is. So it's good why you have to make an error with food. So more my benayu, what's nafkin between Shmuel's din and Rabbi's halacha? Whether error is mishum kinyan or error is mishum dirum, ikir benayu kli. Can you make an Arab with a kli? So Rashi says that means al kinyan chalipin. So Rashi yochi gasinan. Ikir benayu kli, or else the shein bar shav a prutev a cotton. Is what? Leman di yom mishum kinyan. If you learn like Shmuel, an Arab works al kinyan, yochel li kones besuder. You can make a kinyan chalipin, because everybody has handkerchiefs around. That's the cheshchiach. So if you want to, you can make a kinyan with chalipin. That's all. I'll go to the guy with my handkerchief and say, I want to be kinyan now, you're a shust now, like I'm living in your house. That's good for an Erev. Good Erev shah kinyonim. V'yein yecholim liknes v'pas. That's one nafkimina. That you're allowed to use a kli. Mashenkin, according to Rabbah, you're allowed to use a kli. That means a kinyan chalipin. Mashenkin, according to Rabbah, it's mishum dira. The dira won't help you. Lamayis, you're not living there. Even though you made a kinyan chalipin, but you're not living there. If a person lives in his own house, or else you live where your food is. Another nafkimina is upachim shavaprutim. Let's say you collect the bread, the matzah, and it's taka mozen shtei sudis, the matzah you need, as much as you need, but it's not worth a shavapruta. So if it's mishum kinyan, you need kesev, it has to be worth a shavapruta. Anything less than a shavapruta can't make kinyonim. But if it's a shvar l'alocha, like Rabbi learns, it's just mishum erev, mishum dira, l'maisa, when you have your bread in that apartment, we look like you're living there. So even though it's not worth a shavapruta, it'd also be good. And the third nafkamina is the cotton. Nafkamina, can a cotton go around and collect the erev and put it down? You want a cotton to go to the three